to find out what was happening. And he climbed up in the loft where the prayer meeting was going. And he stuck his head up there, and as he was looking around, there was a young girl there praying, and she turns around and begins to prophesy to him, speaking perfect Hebrew to him, and tells him he needs to repent because Jesus the Messiah has come. And then she goes back to her praying. He said, I don't know what's happening down there, but there's something about God going on there. God's a good God. Amen. Bishop Ken Oman tells the story of when the communists had such power in Russia that they would, many Christians were persecuted and they were sent to Siberia. In particular, one Pentecostal pastor was sent to Siberia, and what they would do was to get rid of them, they would stake them out in snow that was about came up to their hips, and they would leave them there. And of course, the next day they would come and they would have frozen to death, and then they would haul them off and bury them. That's the way they got rid of them. The next morning they come back to this man, and he was standing knee deep in mud. He had prayed the entire night for fire of God to fall. The fire of God had fallen and melted all the snow around him. I say, God, do it again. Amen. Come on, God, do it again. Amen. God, you're a good God. We recognize your presence. We recognize that you're in the house. And Lord, there's a desire, Lord, on this house for your fire, a desire for a fresh visitation. Lord, how we need each day, Lord. We don't want yesterday's manna. Lord, we want today's manna. We want fresh bread today. So we ask for a fresh visitation of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to come in the power of your might. And Lord, in these hands there is no good thing. But Lord, living within this temple is the person of the power of Jesus Christ called the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we believe as we lay hands on one another during this conference, Lord, there will be a divine impartation. Things will begin to happen. There will come a release. There will come a stirring up within us, Lord. It will be as it was when Jesus stood on the last day, the great day of the feast, and he said, and out of their innermost being will flow rivers, plural, of living water. We pray for a release of rivers. It would seem that, Lord, you've caused me to be, as it were, a river. But I pray as I lay hands on people that out of them will come rivers, plural, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. People say, do you believe in impartation? Yes, I believe in impartation. I've seen it happen. Some people say, I don't believe in it. I say, that's the reason it never happens to you. You got to believe in it for it to happen. I want you, my assigned topic for today is using our weapons of spiritual warfare. Using our weapons of spiritual warfare. So if you would like, turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. If you have an iPad or iPhone, then maybe you'll want to click to it. If you're not as prosperous as some of us, then maybe you got a Galaxy or one of the others. Anyway, look in the book of Ephesians. In the 6th chapter, we're going to look at the armor of God. We're going to go much beyond that, but I want you to look with us. In the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 10, and Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, a church that obviously spiritually had moved on and grown in the things of the Spirit. And he's identifying things in the church, and he is speaking to them. And he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, then you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Say that with me, flesh and blood. Say that again. Flesh and blood. We try to do this battle with the weapons of flesh and blood, but our battle is not against flesh and blood. The scripture said is against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God. You may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Sometimes you don't do anything, you just stand firm. Amen? Sometimes you march in step. Bible says to walk in the Spirit. And if you read, if you study up on that word, walk in the Spirit, it's actually a military term, and it means to walk in lockstep with the Holy Spirit. It means to follow the Holy Spirit. It means the captain of the host of the Lord is going before the platoon, before the company, before the regiment and so on. And we're to walk in lockstep with Him. And sometimes He tells us to halt. And He tells us to march in place. So we just march in place and we stand firm until He says, forward, march. There are people in this house that right now, this is a word of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is in the house. Come on. And this is a word of the Lord to some of you here. You've been walking in lockstep with the Holy Spirit, and the Lord has spoke to you, and the Lord has told you to stop and to stand in place and to march in place. And you're to stand firm in that place. But I tell you, the word is coming to you. Forward, march. Come on, say it with me. The word is coming. Forward, march. So you said when He says walk in the Spirit, it's a military term. We're to follow Him, and that moment will come when the captain of the host of the Lord says, forward, march. Now is the time. He sees things. The regimental commander, the captain of the host of the Lord, sees things that you and I can't see. So He says, stand firm. And some of you are at that point right now that you're standing firm. Therefore, He said, you resist and leave it, you stand firm. Stand firm knowing, or having you girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to extinguish the fiery darts of missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and petition or supplication. It says in some translations, pray at all times in the Spirit with this in view. Pray at all times in the Spirit, big S, not little s. We pray in our spirit, but we pray little s in our spirit. We pray big S in His Spirit. Pray in the Spirit with this in view. Be on the alert with all perseverance. Petition for all the saints. Pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mysteries of the gospel. Amen. Now, if Paul said, where's my water? If Paul said that I want you to pray for me, How much more, if Paul needed the church to pray for him, do you and I need to pray for one another? Amen? How much more do you and I need to pray for one another? Wilma and I have been through one of the most difficult 6 months of our lives. In fact, some of the most difficult last 2 years of our life. It's amazing some of the things that by the grace of God we've survived. And in a lot of this time, I have had the sense of marching in place. Do you ever have that sense? That you're just marching in place. Walk in the Spirit, a military term. Stand firm in the Lord, having your loins girded with the truth and so on. But I've had a great sense at time of just walking in place. But I've also have no doubt that we have been kept. According to Philippians 1 and 19, Paul says, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You know how we've been kept the last 6 months? We've been kept by your prayers and the provision of the Holy Spirit. It's just like an eagle. And an eagle has two wings, and you need those two wings to soar. And if one of the wings is the Holy Spirit, kept by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, and the other wing is the prayer of the saints, without one of them, we're just going to go in circles. We'll never get off the ground. We may hear the march forward, march, signal given and command given, But unless we've got both our wings of the Spirit, we can't catch the wind of the Spirit and soar into His presence. Amen? So we need one another. Paul said, while I'm here in prison, he writes to the church at Philippi, I have been kept by your prayers and by the power or the provision of the Holy Spirit. We have been kept because people are praying. I remember one day in particular. Say praise the Lord. I remember one day in particular where we live. We've purchased a place that whenever I get old, I'm going to talk to this side. I don't like that side over there. A lot of cynicism, a lot of doubt, a lot of unbelief. Anyway, somebody said there was going to be a living legend here today. The way I felt the last 2 days, I wasn't sure I was living or no. But anyway, we bought this place that one day when... It's really not that funny, you know. Anyway, we bought this place, okay? And so we got a place we walk. I remember I was walking one day, and I just suddenly, thank you, Jesus, had this infusion of the sense of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know some of you, when you get out of bed in the morning, you jump up and you hit the floor and you start singing hallelujah. You start singing in tongues. You dance in the Spirit and so on around the room. And I know you're always on fire for God. To be honest, till I get my cup of tea, sometimes I don't even know whether I'm an atheist or no. But regardless, I wasn't feeling that great that morning. And suddenly I had this great infusion. And I thought, somebody is praying for Wilma and I and our family. And I get home and there's an email from one of the saints of God. People say, you know, all the saints ain't dead, friends. Now, in the church, there's saints and there's ain'ts. But thankfully, in this church, except for one or two over here, there's a lot of saints. Hallelujah. And the saints were praying. And one of the special people that pray and is an armor bearer for praying for us. And we were being kept by the prayers of the saints and the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I want you to pray for me. Now, the message actually says, and I'm going to keep the celebration going because I know how this is going to turn out. Hallelujah. The faith to believe it. Now, to correctly exegete and expound, this section of scriptures would demand an entire series in itself. And I'll spare you that today. But suffice to say that all the implements that Paul has referred to here are defensive with the exception of two. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying in the Spirit, the big S, praying in the power of the Holy Ghost, praying in the power of the Holy Spirit, energized, directed, and strengthened by the very person of the Holy Spirit, enabling you to pray effectively to identify spiritual strongholds of the enemy, to discern his strategy, and to cut off his devices that come against the church to fulfill the scripture that says that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper in the purpose for which it was formed. It will not prosper in that for which it was meant. Now, Jesus said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Paul reiterates about living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. We are to live our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the context of Ephesians 6 and 18, Paul says, pray at all times in the Spirit. And this is only, this term, as it is here in the Greek, is only used twice in all of the New Testament. It is used here in Ephesians 6 and 18, and it's used in the book of Jude 20. Ephesians 6 and 18, Jude 20. Jude 20, it says, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 6 and 18, he says, pray at all times in the Spirit. And in Jude 20, he says, building yourselves up by praying in the Holy Spirit. praying in the Holy Spirit is about battling in Ephesians 6 and 18, and it's about building up in Jude 20. That we battle the enemy and we build one another up and we build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul tells us something, and if you'd like to click to your Bibles in Romans 8 and 26, Paul makes a startling confession in the book of Romans 8 and 26. He says, "And in the same way the Spirit also helps our weaknesses." Say weaknesses with me. Now, weakness is a key word in Romans 8 and 26. He helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. This is the Apostle Paul. Wrote all of these epistles. The greatest missionary that ever lived, with the exception of Jesus Christ himself. But he makes this confession, we do not know how to pray as we should. Are there any Pauls in the house today? Any Pauls in the house? Any Paulines in the house today? That we don't know how to pray as we should. How many times are you faced with a situation you don't know how to pray as you should? So this is how we pray. We just pray up a storm. Friend of mine, young preacher, said, "I went to this place and I prayed up a storm." The old preacher said, "I've been there. It ain't a storm they need. They need the peace of God." But he said, we pray up a storm. We pray God's blessing. We pray God's release. We pray God's healing. We pray God's prosperity. We pray all of these blessings. And then we tail off near the end of the prayer, and we end the prayer by praying, "Thy will be done." Now, there's nothing wrong with praying, "Thy will be done." But you know why we do that? Sometimes because we do not know how to pray. We're like Paul here. In our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. At the same time, we don't quit praying because we want to honor our Lord Jesus Christ, who said to us to pray always and faint not. So although we do not know how to pray at times, we still need to pray. And Paul says, "I understand because I face this same dilemma in my own life." But then he would remind us that we don't pray alone. Thank God. He would remind us that God has given us two prayer partners. Number one, he has given us the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. The Son of God. The one that walked on the water. The one that called Lazarus from the dead. The one that healed Peter's mother-in-law. The one that raised Jairus' daughter up. The one that came out of the grave on the third day. The one that is at the right hand of the Father today, that place of double strength, double portion, and double blessing. That's the one who is our prayer partner. In the book of Romans 8:34, Jesus Christ, who also intercedes for us in all things, we are overwhelmingly conquerors through him who loved us. See, when I met Wilma, she was just overwhelmed. Probably underwhelmed, no. Overwhelmed by the love that he has for us. Hebrews 7 and 25. He always lives to make intercession for them, you and I. We have a prayer partner. We've got an elder brother. So when we're faced by an impossible situation that we can't find our way through, we have one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who calmed the troubled seas, who ever lives to make intercession on our behalf. We do not know how to pray, but when Jesus prays, we are the object of his prayers. Quit trying to do it in your own strength and let your elder brother do it. Say it again. Hallelujah. We were raised in the country. We were about a half a mile from our nearest neighbor. It was fantastic. We could do what we want to do. And anyway, I won't go there. But the nearest family to us were the Allen family. And the father of the Allen family's name was Bully. That was his nickname. And he had three boys, and they were Bully 1, Bully 2, Bully 3. They all took after their dad. The one thing we had really going for us was this. The oldest boy's name was Franklin. And the oldest Davidson boy's name was Gary. And Gary was about 4 years older than Franklin. Anyway, we were on the school bus coming home one day. And I heard my little brother John's voice get kind of high. Next thing I knew, pop. And then I heard one of the Allen boys crying. I thought, oh, no. My brother just popped the Allen boy. There's going to be war. So late that afternoon, we're all home, and there's a knock come on the door. I was in the back, my back bedroom. My little brother came in there, and he said, Gary, there's somebody to see you. And I said, who? Well, somebody. I said, well, who is it? He said, well, Franklin Allen's here to see you. I said, what's Franklin Allen got to see me about? Well, I don't know. Of course, he did know. So I go to the door, and there's Franklin. I'm up here, and he's down there. He said, I want to see John. And I said, John's not available, but I am. I don't want to see you, I want to see John. I said, I just told you, John's not available, but I'm available. Well, I don't want to talk to you. I said, well, I'm the only one you got to talk to. He said, well, I'm leaving. I said, good riddance. And a few other things. I wasn't a Christian. My brother was standing behind me all the time. He wasn't available. Friends, sometimes you're dealing with situations that you can't handle. And you need to get behind your elder brother and let him handle the situation. You tried to do it, and you fell flat on your face. And when there was a pop, it wasn't you. It was you getting popped, not doing the popping. Amen? Soon as Franklin left, got off the Davidson farm, my little brother gets out on the front porch. Hey, you big coward, come on back here. I'll take you on. Come on back. Bring your football. We'll play football with you. We'll let your score count three times as much. We can beat you, Allen boys, can't we, Gary? You need to let the elder brother move in. And the next time the enemy knocks on the door of your life and your situation, you need to send the elder brother to the door. Number two, he said, we got another prayer partner, the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, who is this Holy Spirit? Paul says the Spirit himself. Thus, the Holy Spirit is a person. And when you're a person, my old pastor showed me this 40 years ago, 35 years ago, 36 years ago. Good to see you guys. I love these men here. Their wives are a lot better, but anyway. The Holy Spirit's a person. So I walked in back here today. Guess who showed up? Huh? All of me showed up. My arms, my legs, my brains, everything. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, he didn't come in piecemeal. Listen to me, friends. You know how I know this? Because I've been facing situations I didn't know how to deal with. I just got a note from a guy called Robert McGuire. about Mary McGuire. Mary McGuire is his mother. She just passed away. She's gone to heaven. She's in her 80s. Robert was 19 years old. We called him Bobby, and he was preaching the night I got saved and prophesied to me. That's the reason I believe it's a strong prophecy. He prophesied to me. I didn't know what it was. I just knew he was reading my mail. And I thought it was ESP. And I just got this note from Robert to inform me that his mother had passed away. So next day or so, I'll call him. We hadn't seen each other for 44 years. And he's now a member of Darrell Wooten's church. Can you believe it? And Robert, we hadn't seen each other for 44 years, so we just spent hours just talking. He was interrupting me while I was interrupting him. He got to tell him about his mother. Told me he'd been through a very tough time. His first wife had left him and took his son and had difficulty. He told me, he said, I went over to get my son and bring him for my weekend. Well, I hate divorce, separation. Jesus hates it. It's the reason he said, I hate it. He didn't hate the people. He hates the very idea. He didn't hate the person. Remember that. It just brings so much disruption. He said, I went over to get my boy to keep him from my weekend visitation, and my boyfriend was there, and Bobby's never been a fighter. He's always been a lover. And the guy beat him up. He went home, and he was devastated. He said, I went into, and here I was, a grown man, and I'd moved back home with my mother. And I was laying on the bed. I went in my room. I was laying there, and my mother came in, and he said, I just laid there, and I wept. A grown man. And I wept my eyes out. And he said, now all my family have all been Pentecostal. We've all had the gift of tongues for many, many years. Everybody but Mama. He said, Mom's always been a godly woman. Just wasn't a big issue in her life. But she said, I cried myself to sleep with my mom's hand on my head. Just rubbing my, I'm trying not to mess up your hair. So she's just rubbing my head and crying and praying with me. And he said, 3 hours later, I woke up and she's still rubbing my head and speaking in tongues. You see, she had never spoken in tongues before. But the Holy Spirit that comes in as a person, can you hear me? Yeah. With everything, prophecy, kindness, goodness, mercy, all the gifts, all the fruit, he all comes, they're all there. We just got to tap into it. And when the need was there, when there was a great weakness that was there, as Mama McGuire is praying for her brokenhearted son, and she doesn't know how to pray anymore, the Holy Spirit shows up because he's a person. He didn't just come piecemeal. Everything is there. Everything we need is within us. And Peter says, everything we need to be men and women of godliness resides within us. Once we come in, once the Spirit is there, once we have received him and we know him, everything is there, just what we need. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, the Spirit himself, he's a person. I can grieve the Spirit. I can resist the Spirit. I can even lie to the Spirit. So since the Holy Spirit lives in me, I must cooperate with him. I must surrender and submit to his plan and purpose within my life. Listen to what he says in Romans 8. In the same way, also, he helps our weaknesses. In my notes, I capitalize that. That means I'm shouting that word out to you. In our weaknesses, we don't know how to do it like we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. Mama McGuire didn't know how to pray, but the Spirit prayed through her. The key words here is help our weaknesses. The Holy Spirit can only work through my weaknesses. I'm faced with this great sense of helplessness, but he helps my weaknesses. Jesus said in John 14:16, I will not leave you without another comforter, another helper, counselor, or advocate. I will pray to the Father. He will send him. Advocate is a legal term that means to stand beside you. Another means one of the same kind. So what's he saying? I'm going to heaven, but I'm not going to leave you alone down here, boys and girls. But I'm going to send you one just like another comer, just like the same kind. Everything that Jesus did, the Holy Spirit can do through our lives. Can you hear me? He said, together, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ with His power, His love, His grace, His mercy, working with us, helps us in our prayer life. It comes from a root word, which means to take hold of or to grasp. It comes from two prefixes, which means together or instead of. It means He grasps our weaknesses, our inefficiencies, our lack of strength, our helplessness. It grasps it together instead of you and I. You see, He says, I want to take hold of this instead of you. Hear me. I want to take hold of this instead of you. I want to take hold of this. Let it be imprinted in your mind indelibly. Admit it. You can't handle it. Remember that great statement that Nicholson made? You can't handle the truth. Well, I want to tell you, you can't handle this situation. You've been trying to handle it for years, and it's never worked out. What you've got to do is turn over control to the Holy Spirit. Let Him take control of it. He grasps our weaknesses, and together we allow Him to take control. Still talking about weapons of our spiritual warfare, battling and building up. In the close of this, 1 Corinthians 14, 2. For one who speaks in the tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. Sometimes we're faced with situations we absolutely do not know how to handle a situation. It's impossible. We've tried to handle it. We've tried to work it out. I was working with an individual. He'd been through deliverance. He'd been through intensive counseling. He had been through prayer. He had been through healing. And he ends up in my living room floor in a fetal position. Weeping and weeping. I absolutely did not know what to do. Where was I at? In the same way the Spirit helps Gary's weaknesses. For in that he did not know how to pray as he should, the Spirit Himself, the person of the Holy Spirit Himself, intercedes for us with groanings too deep even for words. You know, prayer shouldn't be our last resort. It should be our first port of call. Tweet that. That's a good one. Where'd that come from? Prayer should not be our last resort. It should be our first port of call. Sometimes, unfortunately, it is our last resort. And I remember sitting there saying, can I pray for you? He couldn't even speak. So I began to pray. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit 50 years ago last month. I was a child prodigy. No. I'm trying. I thought when she left Mark, she'd get healed of it. I know. It didn't happen. But I didn't know how to pray. But I've been baptized in spirits and received the gift of tongues over 50 years ago. And it's been, best I can tell, three times I spoke in a tongue different from what I received initially. One was confirmation when God called me to this nation. When God confirmed it to me, I pulled over side the road. I was crying so hard, I couldn't even see the road. I was weeping over a letter that I still had my great friend sent to me. And I was speaking in a tongue I'd never spoken in. and one other time, and that time that night. And it became so intense that it was coming from so deep inside me that it seemed to bypass my whole cognitive thinking, and I was praying so intensely, directly into my friend. This went on for probably 10 minutes, and then it lifted. It's nearly like it was super, so supernatural, the natural couldn't take it. And immediately I said to him, because I was trying to get to the root of his problem, I said, "Well, something was just happening, wasn't it? What was happening?" I said, "I need you to tell me what was happening in your thinking when I was praying like that, because the Holy Spirit was here." 14:2, "For he speaks tongues, and I speak to men but to God, for no one understands but his Spirit. He speaks mysteries." Speaking, and he began to share with me something out of his life. And it was the root problem of what held him in bondage. I'm talking about using our weapons of spiritual warfare. Al Garrison is the assistant superintendent of the Assemblies of God in America. He's a great friend. He's a colleague of mine and a dear friend of Dennis Thrasher and Glenn Dorsey, a great friend of all this ministry. And Al's mother and father are godly, were a very godly couple, raised him in church, and loved the Lord with all their hearts. He suffered a massive stroke and was brain dead for 3.5 months. Absolutely nothing. But how many know that the Holy Spirit does not live in the vortex of the brain? My mother, Garrison, began to lose hope. She never lost faith. You know, sometimes it's that way. Dale, sometimes you lose hope about a situation. You still have a great sense of faith. You know the Lord. We've walked through that in the last 2 months. Just a real sense of hopelessness. Lord Jesus, will we be blindsided again? And that sense of hope just begins to dissipate. You still have faith. You're still reading the scriptures. You find yourself even still praying in the spirit. Still singing. You're still going. Don't quit on church when you get like that. You know, people do you know what people do? When they get discouraged, they get the blues, they put the blues on, and they quit hanging around with God's people. Well, that's the very thing you need worse than you've ever needed in your life. The morning after our son-in-law, 40 years old, Jason, our daughter woke up Christy and found him beside her. He died a few minutes, probably 45 minutes before Saturday. You know what she did on Sunday morning? She got up and went to church. She didn't want to be there, but she knew she needed to be there. And when people ask Wilma, "How's Christy doing?" she says, say it louder.
Amazingly well.
She lost hope. She lost hope. See, they couldn't even get her to leave the side of his bed. Maybe go lay down for a few minutes, get something. She had to sleep beside him, be there all the time. 3.5 months, no brain dead. And suddenly, he begins to speak in tongues. Absolutely out of the blue, he begins. No, not out of the blue. Out of the power of the Holy Spirit. He just begins to speak in tongues. And he speaks in tongues for a period of time, and then he stops, and then he says, "God still answers prayer. God still answers prayer. God still answers prayer," and stopped. Went back to wherever he was at and died a few weeks later, because the Spirit does not live in the vortex of the brain. The Spirit intercedes through our helplessness, through our weaknesses. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, we love it, Jesus, when you show up. Oh, we love it, Jesus, when you show up. We ask you to come, kind of erupt inside us, because that's where you are, Lord. You're not in this building. Thank you for this building. We sure wish you'd just pay it off, Lord. But we thank you for this building. But Lord, the Holy Spirit doesn't reside in this building. The Holy Spirit is in us. And when we don't know how to pray, we submit together to Him. And in our helplessness, as we surrender, you got to surrender. You got to surrender. He then begins to work through us. Lord, we just ask for fresh release. Somebody was sitting there thinking, that's all right for you. Pentecostals. Doesn't happen to me. Now, if the Holy Spirit's there, it can happen to you. So now, Lord, whatever the need is, Lord, whatever the need is, we ask you just begin to surface in us right now. Okay, you've done your best. You tried to handle it, and you couldn't. And your heads are bowed. And you slip your hand up and say, I just need grace to hand this over. Let me see your hand. Jesus, help us, Lord. Yes, I just need grace to hand it over. I just need grace to hand it over. And in the same way the Spirit puts the other hand up, folk, put the other hand up. In the same way the Spirit helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself, the Spirit Himself, intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. For he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit, big S, is, and knows what the mind, and he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all God causes all things to work together for the good of those. That's how you see, sometimes we take that scripture and isolate it. All starts there with our weaknesses. So if you're weak, you're a candidate. So Lord, with both our hands up this morning, we surrender. We just surrender. And we say, Lord, if we could have worked this thing out, we'd have done it a long time ago. If we could have handled this thing, we would have handled it a long time ago. If we could have found an answer, we would have got an answer a long time ago. But now, through your grace and an act of will, we submit this situation to you in Jesus' name. We submit this situation to you in Jesus' name. And we say, now come, Holy Spirit, give us wisdom, give us insight, give us understanding, ignite the fire within us in such a way that we know the answer is here and that we know the devices of the enemy. And we pull down the strongholds in Jesus' name. I ask you just to come in a fresh way, Lord. I just say come in a fresh way across this congregation right now. Come on, just receive it. I just say come in a fresh way. Pray for divine impartation. Nothing holy or righteous or good in these hands. It's just, Lord, you choose to work in this way we have found. And Lord, we just pray your blessing right now. We pray for fresh fire. We pray for fresh fire to burn up all the dross that is in us, Lord, and then to ignite us, Lord, to ignite us for your divine purposes, Lord, in Jesus' name. For your divine purposes, in Jesus' name. May you release acts of kindness and generosity. May you release acts of mercy and all these other spiritual gifts. They can become acts of spiritual warfare and getting into those that are without you, Lord, and making them fully devoted followers of Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
Let's just stand for a moment. Let's pray for Gary. Gary is not being well. And I'm really grateful for this man and woman. Father, we thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be disturbed when I get to heaven. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with Gary.
He wishes.
Not as good looking, just like can get up there. Father, we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for your keeping power, Lord, of Gary and Wilma and his family, Father God. Yes. We're so grateful, Father, for all that they've given into this nation and into our lives personally, Lord. This morning, Lord God, just impartation, Father, of life, Father God, that has spent walking with you, Lord God, Lord. And I pray, Father, even as Gary prayed and prophesied into this place this morning, Lord, about the orders, the next steps are coming, Lord. I pray that even this weekend, that Gary and Wilma hears Jesus saying, now this is the next step. This is the way to march. Lord God, we thank you for faithful men and women, Lord, that inspire us, Lord God, to keep going.
Yes, Lord.
Just pray and release healing and strength into Gary's body, Lord, into Will's body, Lord God, into his family, Lord, across seas, Lord God, and those that are here, Father God.
Oh,
we speak blessing, Lord God. We speak, Lord,
Lord
God, as he's always said, the best is yet to come, Gary.
Yes, Lord.
The best is still ahead of you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We
just receive it right now, Lord. We just receive it right now, Lord.
And we say that we will be responsible with what God has helped you to lay down in our lives
in
Jesus'
name.
And as you said earlier, Gary, we want the fire.
Yes.
We want the fire that melts the snow. We want the fire that causes men to jump up out of sick beds and say, God still answers prayers.
Yes.
Father, we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.